I can't stay in one, you know, if it's only about queer identity and this, I can't take that. I need other. And also, yes, and then you realize that things are linked, but like, I need to be sometimes with people who just talk about music, you know? And yes, it's true that I am in different scenes in Berlin, or yes, I know, and I don't go to see, also like as a spectator, I don't go to see only dance pieces, and I don't go to see only concerts. But it's true that there is such thing as people who go to see only this Echtzeitmusik concerts, and people who go to see only the choreography works. Like I see this, I see in the two, like I see the same people,
yes,
respectively in the. belonging. I mean, the Echtzeit, there's a very nice atmosphere there. And because people go there all the, like, really regularly, there's a lot, and it has this. And I think what I appreciate is also the, at what, where it is in the economical, cultural, where it is at there, because it's in this very small places oftentimes, cellars and former squats, and the music is performed because people want to, not because it's they make a lot of money out of it, but they want to, and they want to perform together. So that, and but still they make a living because they tour as musicians somehow. And there's a lot of support to each other, towards each other, and at the same time very deep conversations too. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice, I don't know, it's a nice mix of being deep and having a good time, and there's a bar, you know, and it's late at night, and you do something together, and yes. And I guess I had a little bit of admiration for that, yeah. No, I don't think I belong to any scene. I mean, I think there's something in life like the longing, you know, to belong. Yes, have a wife and have children, and then you belong and you have this family thing, no? But I don't have that. On the other hand, I have, I mean, the way I grew up, or my parents, there's a strong background there. They are both artists, and we get along very well. And so there is, okay, I'm not lost in, I'm not lost in the ether. And also there's a sense of a specific landscape that I feel very attached to.
What would that be?
In the south of France, in Le Lot, in the Lot. It's a cultural landscape. Yeah, it's a lot old one, and yeah. So it's not nature. It's like this. There was a lot of people living there until 1900, I guess, and then there was the exode rural. And then now it was totally empty, and now there's like people living there again, but coming from England and God knows where. It's getting gentrificated in the countryside, basically. But you can still feel the place, and the people are so great there. Like they are, because they have been independent farmers without since a long time, So there's this great sense of how to be, to help each other and to be against the authority.
And they're farmer and artists at the same time.
No, they did. I'm talking about the farmers there that are from there. The like as you call it, the autochtone, the ones, yeah. Yeah.
But this is the place where you meet Isabel.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where my mother lives too, and that's where I also grew up there, in that region. And that's where lots of works were made. I mean, For Ida was made there, lots of films by Isabel Spengler, and also collaborations of us were made there. And this summer we did the etchings for the Bestiarium, and we're going to continue with Nana Heidenreich and Ida Wild and Dodo Heidenreich and Angie, Angela Anderson. And yeah, I mean, and a lot of holiday movies were made there. So there's a lot going on all the time.